وكأي من آية في السماوات والأرض يمرون عليها. There are many signs in the heavens and the earth which they pass by. وهم عنها معرضون. Yet they pay no attention to them. Allah Ta'ala states that most people do not think about His signs and proofs of His oneness that He created in the heavens and the earth. They would not learn from the very open signs of the perfect power of Allah Ta'ala visible to them all the time, yet keep passing by them without paying any attention and without wondering whose signs they were out of their obstinacy. What is the reason, huh? That man does not want to believe, the reason that they do not want to accept lies within man. The one who has a strong bond with Allah Ta'ala, who feels that, yes, I am needy to Allah. So the one who has a strong bond with Allah, who feels that I am needy to Allah, who realizes that he needs his Creator all the time, his help all through his life, then it cannot be that he does not ponder on Allah's creation. And if he ponders, then surely he will recognize his Rabb. So Allah Ta'ala complains to his slaves. There are several signs in the heavens and in the earth which are seen by man, but they do not pay any attention to them. They just pass by them without paying any attention. We must analyze ourselves. Before reading and understanding the Quran or having a strong relation with the Quran, this universe was just a universe near us. We did not understand that it has some meaning, a purpose. On seeing the heaven, we did not remember anything. All the blessings spread on this earth drew our attention towards them only at the time when we needed them. But we never paid any attention to them, thinking they are miracles of Allah's power. And the person who has more love for Allah in his heart, the more he will start to ponder on Allah's creation. Why? Because now there is a purpose in his life. And by looking at these things, now he will love his Rabb as well. So Allah Ta'ala states that most people do not think about his signs and proofs of his oneness that he created in the heavens and the earth. Allah created brilliant stars and rotating heavenly objects and planets, all made subservient. There are many plots of fertile land next to each other on earth, and gardens, solid mountains, lively oceans, with their waves smashing against each other, the spacious deserts. There are many live creatures and others that have died, and animals, plants, and fruits that are similar in shape, but different in taste, scent, color, and attributes. All praise is due to Allah, the one and only, who created all types of creations, who alone will remain and last forever. It is Allah who is unique in his names and attributes. Allah Ta'ala said next, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. As a result, most of them who believe in Allah also commit shirk. Here Allah Ta'ala discloses a very big reality that majority of people do believe in Allah, in the existence of Allah. Like you see, the Hindus, they too believe in God, huh? The Christians too believe in Allah. People following different religions all believe in God, but also they associate other things as partners in Allah's divinity. Some associate idols, statues, some associate men, and some associate other material things, the things they can see apparently. Because you see, when one turns away his face from the truth, then what happens? Then he starts to look here and there. And here, if you look, first it was mentioned Mu'ridun, verse 105. And now it is said Mushrikun, verse 106. The result of Mu'ridun is Mushrikun. For example, in the class, those who do not pay attention to the lesson. So obviously, they keep looking here and there, huh? They have, of course they have eyes. And of course they will look at something. Now, they are not looking at the actual thing. So, they look elsewhere and thus they waste their time. Sometimes they will look at the fan, sometimes the light, sometimes they watch when is the class ending, Sometimes they look outside, huh? Sometimes their own hands and nails, huh? Sometimes looking at the student sitting next to her. So their time is spent in what? Useless activities, huh? They do not gain anything. They do not learn anything. They waste their time and also incur loss. But on the contrary, the one who is serious in Allah's book, then he cannot look anywhere else, huh? What's happening around? Nothing attracts him. Rather, if something becomes a hurdle, so he resists against it. He tries to remove it. If there is any noise, he doesn't like it. He wants complete silence. If someone's distracting his attention, then he wants him to move away. Why? Because he wants to be engrossed in Allah's book. The work I'm here for, I want to do only that work. So those who do not recognize Allah's greatness, their vision is not focused. Then they wander here and there. And then they do shirk. Who does not estimate Allah's due right? وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. Then he takes the support of others. And from here, shirk starts. You see, man has always been a prey to misguidance. Which one? Shirk. Not that they do not believe in Allah, but they do shirk as well. And shirk is the biggest sin. أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِنْ عَزَابِ اللَّهِ. Do they feel secure that Allah's scourge will not fall on them? Those who are heedless and they are doing shirk, aren't they scared that what if Allah's azab come to them? How could these people, despite their denial and rebellion, become so carefree of the possibility that there may come on them some punishment from Allah, which overtakes them from all sides? Or تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً, or that the hour of doom will not come upon them suddenly, that the fateful hour of the day of doom descends upon them all of a sudden, while they are not ready for it. Now the purpose of this is to take out man from his heedlessness, that man should not live in this world carelessly. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, while they do not suspect it. Meaning Allah's wrath can soon come to such people who displease Allah. But people do not perceive what is going to happen to them. قُلْ, tell them plainly, what? هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my way. Which one? Way of Tawheed, believing in the oneness of Allah. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I invite you to Allah. With what? عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with sure knowledge. Basira means a visible proof, an insight, perception, enlightenment, reason, wisdom, light of the heart, meaning I call towards Allah with complete sharah sadr, with sure knowledge, with certainty and firm evidence. Ana, I, wa man ittaba'ani, which I and my followers possess. My path is this, I call towards Allah. And those who follow me, they too call towards Allah. How? Based on what? Ala basiratin, with sure knowledge. Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls people to Allah with sure knowledge, certainty and firm evidence. He calls to this way and those who followed him call to what Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam called to with sure knowledge, certainty and evidence, whether logical or religious evidence. Meaning the da'wah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not based on some summary view of things. Instead, it is the outcome of insight, reason and wisdom. Only he can call towards Allah who has recognized Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is in his heart and he can see Allah with the light of his heart. Like we cannot see Allah Ta'ala with our eyes. La yudrikul absar, no one's vision can encompass him. These eyes cannot see Allah. Only basira of the heart, the vision of the heart can see him. That yes, Allah's existence is there. And many people deny what they cannot see. But those whose light of the heart is alive and they recognize Allah, thus they cannot deny him. and nor can they associate others with him. وسبحان الله, glory be to Allah, وما أنا من المشركين, and I'm not one of the mushrikeen. The ones who are blind from the heart can do shirk, who cannot feel Allah's greatness. Now remember one thing, the Prophet's mission was highlighting Adu ilallah, and they adopted it with basira, not just as a tradition or following or imitating someone. What does this mean? That when they call people towards Allah, when they were doing the duty of conveying the dawah, so they did not do it because it is a tradition to call. That the others are doing it, everyone is doing it, so let's do it. Rather, they did it with full perception and certainty, with the light of the heart, with basira, with sure knowledge, and with evidence. They called people towards Allah. Now you can invite others to something only when you have sure knowledge and certainty. Thus those who just accept Islam as a tradition, then they cannot do this work. Which work? Preaching, dawah, calling to Allah. Why not? They have adopted the deen as a tradition, so they cannot do dawah. For preaching, you need to have deen with perception, Allah's love. Now the followers of prophets do not take deen as a tradition. They're not Muslims just by birth. They take deen with perception. That yes, this is the truth. We recognize. You see, that is why converts, their way of living is different. They're bold. They leave their old ways, traditions, and they say La to everything. A true Muslim is the one who says La to every other thing. La ilaha illallah. No one's word but Allah's. Allah is the most important. La ilaha illallah. This is the meaning of being a true Muslim. Now we have just memorized this kalima and we never realized what does La ilaha illallah mean. So we have to say La to all. La meaning no. Say no to all the old ways, the society. But to how many things we say no to? Tell me, do we say no to our priorities, traditions, ways of the society, our likes? Do we say no to any of these when Allah's command comes? We say no to Allah's command. No, Allah, we cannot do this. It's so difficult. So a true Muslim is the one who is able to say yes to Allah's command and no to all what comes under Allah's disobedience, okay? He then has actually read La ilaha illallah. Wa subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen, and I am not one of the mushrikeen. I cannot make anyone equal to Allah. Now here you see, saying subhanallah is not only a traditional kalima, okay? That you're just reading a tasbih. Subhanallah is a great kalima, meaning I glorify my Rabb. I glorify, honor, rever and praise Allah from having a partner, equal, rival, parent, son, wife, minister or advisor. All praise and honor be to Allah. Glorified He is from all that they attribute to Him. This is the hadith that Subhanallah nisful mizan. What does this mean? That Subhanallah is half of the scale. Like when you read Subhanallah, it fills half of the scale. Walhamdulillah yamla'uhu. And if Alhamdulillah is said with it, then it fills the scale. It is a weighty, a heavy kalima. Note down this verse and keep it with you, please. Hadhihi sabili. This is my path. If it is, okay? If not, then do not write it. No compulsion on you. I don't force you. But if it is your path, then write it what? Hazahi sabili. This is my path. This is my way of life. These are my priorities. I have to walk on this path. Which path? Adu ilallah. I have to call everyone towards Allah. And how? Ala basiratin. With confidence, with basira, with light, with certainty, with peace of the heart. And all those who follow this path, وَمَنْ اتَّبَعَنِي, they too will be needing this light. Otherwise, who does not get this light will be left in the middle. He cannot walk then. In this path, only those will become your companion who will be granted with this light, this basira. And those who do not get this basira, they cannot be with you. Then they will be left behind. You see, to do a work, you need to have will. But to do this work, not only will, but you also need the light of the heart. And you need to know the difference between shar, evil, and khair. And you have to have certainty that what I'm doing is correct. And it's other and reaches Allah. Ad'u ila Allah. Because ad'u ila Allah is my direction. Because ad'u ila Allah is that my direction is towards Allah. And I'm joining others to Allah. This is the actual purpose of da'wah. The gist is, my da'wah does not aim at inviting people to become my servants or any predecessor's servant. In fact, I myself am also a servant of Allah. It is this kind of servitude, servitude to none but Him alone, that I invite people to. Ad'u ila Allah. I'm taking everyone in that direction. And you see, when your direction is towards Allah, then at the end of this journey, you will meet Him to whom you had turned your direction to. And those who think Allah's being is the greatest, they can walk with you. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Remember the journey of Taif, huh? How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tortured by the disbelievers. So tell me, did he leave this path? No. What did he say? O Allah, give these people death? No. But he said, O Allah, let them live. Maybe some of them believe. So we have a big lesson in this, that if we are stopped, if we see some trials in this path, no, you cannot leave this path. Then said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ. All the Rasuls that we sent before you, you is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for human beings to whom we sent our revelations after choosing them from the people of their town. That is, they were from among the residents of this earth. They were not from among the residents of the heavens. They were not angels. They were humans. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Have they not travelled through the land? فَيَنْزُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And seen what was the end of those who passed away before them. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. The home of the hereafter is better for those who are righteous. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you understand? Meaning earlier nations rejected the messengers. And see how Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا. Respite was granted until their Rasuls gave up hope. Of who? Of their people. But we read that no one should despair, huh? So what does this mean here? It means not to despair from Allah's being. And here it means to despair from the state or condition of people that now they do not have any khair, they won't believe. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا. And realized that they were being treated as liars. Meaning, they thought the word of messenger to be wrong. That Rasuls have lied to us. That is, when the messengers gave up hope that their people would accept their messages. And their people thought that their messengers had not said the truth to them. Then what happened? Allah's victory came to them. جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Our help came to them. جَاءَهُمْ came to them. Came to the prophets. What? نَصْرُنَا. Our help. That is, when does Allah's azab come? Like it came to some dwellings. How? You see, when this is the state that there is no capability left among people to accept, to absorb They see the truth openly and still they do not believe. They start denying the truth and belie the prophet. You see, the ones who do not use their intellect, they do this. And the one who even uses a little intellect, he starts to understand the truth. فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءُ And we delivered those whom we pleased. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ And our scourge was not averted from the criminal people. Who did Allah Ta'ala always save from azab? The prophets and those who believed in them, their followers. And azab was sent to the nation of criminals. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ There is a lesson in these stories. Of who? Of former people. For the men of common sense. For who? For the ones of intellect. For أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ All these stories benefit those who have intellect. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى This, meaning the story of Yusuf revealed in the Quran, it is not an invented tale. وَلَكِنْ But تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ But a confirmation of previous scriptures. وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ A detailed exposition of all things. That is what is needed for man's guidance. It has all the detailed explanation of all what man needs for guidance. That is, this Quran is an elaboration of everything, which means that the Quran has details of everything which human beings need in religion, in fields like ibadat, worship of Allah, dealings, morals, social living, government, politics, and many others, including injunctions and instructions about all individual and collective concerns of human life. They are all there. وَهُدًا And is a guidance. It is a guidebook. وَرَحْمَةً And blessing, a mercy. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ For the people who believe. Tell me, okay, when does Allah's book become guidance, huh? Allah's book becomes guidance in the beginning. And when does it become a mercy, blessing? It becomes rahmah in the end or for your end result. Those who act upon Allah's book, taking it as a guidebook, their end result is rahmah, Allah's mercy. Then they will be in Allah's rahmah. And those who deny to accept guidance from this book, they have no rahmah, no mercy. That is why you will see the word hidayah, guidance. And rahma, mercy, come together for the Quran in many places. Analyze your own selves. In the beginning, it is only a guidance. You want to know what does Allah book say, huh? What does it contain? Sometimes just out of curiosity. Sometimes just to know what is written in this book. You just come to the class and listen. You keep opening this book to know what this book contains. You do not only gain knowledge, but along with it, its rahmah comes. Mercy descends. But actual rahmah will be felt when the end result will be seen. If the life was spent acting upon this book, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ For the people who believe. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون قالوا تالله إنك لفي ضلالك القديم فلما ألقاه على وجهه فارتد بصيرا قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون قالوا يا أبانا استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين. ورفع أبويه على العرش وخروا له سجدا. وقال يا أبت هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا. وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم. ربي قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون. وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين. وما تسألهم عليه من أجر إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين. وكأين من آية في السماوات والأرض يمرون عليها وهم عنها معرضون. وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون. أفأمنوا أن تأتيهم غاشية من عذاب الله أو تأتيهم الساعة بغتة وهم لا يشعرون. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم من أهل القرى أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم ولدار الآخرة خير للذين اتقوا أفلا تعقلون. حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون.